Got a relationship tip. Okay, honeymoon's over, right?
Okay.
After a certain amount of time. And there's a way, a very unique way of staying excellently, happily in love in your marriage. Mm. And it comes direct from Gwyneth Paltrow and her intimacy coach. It's 98.9 to Buzz, Pisano and Sandy.
Gosh, Gwyneth Paltrow was the one that she started the, what was it called?
Goop.
No, the uncoupling, or what was it? What was it like?
Conscious uncoupling.
Yes, that's it. That's it. She's such a trendsetter with relationships.
Well,
stuff.
She consciously coupled with her new husband last September. His name is Brad Falchuk. You may remember him. He's one of the producers of American Horror Story. You see that name? Anyway, so this is how they do it. And this has been, was it September till now? They still haven't moved in together. And experts are saying it actually is really, really good for your relationship. So, see, he only spends 4 nights a week with her. And then the other 3 nights a week, he spends with his kids at his house. And the absence makes the heart grow fonder.
That's stupid.
Love this idea.
That's dumb.
No, it's a great idea.
No, it's not. What? First of all, and no offense, no offense. I have nothing against anybody who has been through a divorce. Some people need to go, there's no other choice. But I am not going to take advice from somebody who got a divorce and is now just remarried. I'm not going to take advice from you. I'm sorry. I don't care if you have an intimacy coach. There's a coach for everything
now. Of course she has an intimacy coach.
If you need an intimacy coach, I'm definitely not taking advice from you.
Really?
let me give you
a little. The reason this story resonated with me is because at least once or twice a month sometimes, my wife and I are apart for 2-3 days. And when she gets back, it's like...
That's what it is.
I think the absence is really good.
This is for the people like you that feel weird about the fact that you guys aren't together enough, that now you feel good about yourself. It's the validation. You're looking for validation. Oh, yeah, we're doing it right. This is good for us. I think it's stupid. And all of us live a life of two ships passing anyhow. We all work, and our kids, you know, it's divide and conquer once you have more than one kid. So I guess all of us live a little bit of this. But to have two separate homes...
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously.
Who can freaking afford that intimacy coach nonsense?
But say, for instance, like this weekend, my wife was in Toronto Friday, Saturday, and all day yesterday till late last night. And I took the kids, which are my dogs, and went up to the camper and hung out this weekend. It was one of those. And then this morning, I actually dropped the dogs off at coming into work this morning while she was sleeping.
Put
the little one up. I set the house alarm off. That's a different story. But it was so good to see her.
You guys don't have kids together. There's no way. Being a parent where your spouse travels a lot, how many of you live that lifestyle? It's tough. You are like living the single lifestyle. And that family there, the Gwyneth Paltrow scenario, they send their kids to the father, to the mother. So they don't have the kids 24/7. There's so many holes in that advice. It's unbelievable. It's almost frustrating that you so quickly jumped on the bandwagon and said, all aboard, this is awesome.
Hey, man, if you want to, you can live your life like that. I just see it as part of what happens in my life. And now I see it happens in somebody else's life here. Now, we don't have separate houses. That's a little different. But to have that time away from each other every week.
Again, you don't have kids. So it's totally different. You wait until your baby comes around. And that is going to be a dumb idea to you, too.
What is wrong with me having the baby for 2 days? And when she's off. I think it's going to be great.
Okay.
Bonding with the baby.
Yeah, what are you going to do with the baby when you're at work at 3 a.m? Because mom's not around.
Got to pack and play. Put it outside the studio.
Okay, see, this is not, you're not thinking straight. Anybody else, if you have a traveling spouse, tell Scott how challenging it is and how ridiculous Gwyneth Paltrow's advice
is. We got a friend of ours that's a truck driver. He's been doing it all his life. I wonder how his marriage is. I'm talking about marriage. I'm talking about your relationship, your strength of each other's body.
Yeah, it creates stress. It's hard. It's a lot of work. That's a lot of stress on the other spouse. And I'm sure if they could have their spouse home more often, they would choose that.
I think people would be like, I'm glad he's gone for a couple of days.
Oh, my God. So for in generations, your advice, opinion, wisdom, 222-2899, the key to keeping a relationship strong. What do you think?
Is if you pay attention to that person, you're compassionate, you listen to that person. Keep the lines of communication open. You're listening. You pay attention. You don't come home and you just sit there and you just don't do anything. You pay attention to that person. You listen to that person. You keep the lines of communication open and everything like that. That doesn't mean you have to be absent from them for 2 or 3 days. It's okay if it works for you and everything like that. But I believe is if you truly listen to that person, you're compassionate to that person, and you don't call them your old lady.
Thank you very much. Let me ask you, what's your generation? How old are you?
I'm 63 years old. But you know, Scott, what I do?
What?
I ask perfect strangers, and I go, you know, how old do you think I am? And they say a certain age, and I go, no, I'm 63. And they go, you have got to be kidding me. And
I love that validation.
Okay. And it's an ego builder.
Of course it is.
It really is.
Well, thank you so much for being in on Generations this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Okay. Thank you, Sandy. Right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Hi, The Buzz. What's your advice? What would you give to keep that relationship strong?
I have a lot of advice. I was married into the military the first time around, and it was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
So we got divorced. I had 3 little kids at the time. It was really rough. So then I went through some relationships, but then I met my husband now. We've been together 10 years.
Oh.
I'm 41. He's 51. He had 3 kids. I had 3 kids. We brought them together. And then we ended up having one together.
Oh.
And what we both learned out of our previous relationships is respect and, yeah, a little bit of time away, but not a ton. He spent a ton of time away from his family.
Mm-hmm.
And so that didn't work out. And so, you know, once in a while, him being gone is nice, but
real world. Right?
But all the time, I think, would be really difficult.
It's because then one person in the relationship has to do the bulk of the work, and whether you want it to take over or not, resentment will take over, right?
Well, yeah, and it's funny because when my ex-husband was military and I was stuck home with the kids all the time, it was like, oh my God, does this day ever end? And I felt like I never got time away.
Yeah,
and now he's the stay-at-home dad and I work, and he's that way. It's like when I got home from work, he's like, okay, she's in her playroom. And I'm like, where are you going? Because I just had a rough, long day of work.
He's like, tag, you're it.
It's kind of a push and pull of, you know, taking care of children, taking care of the household. And so I think having 2 different houses is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's not a real life thing. But
no,
every week.
I mean, how do you get to know the person if you're not living with them?
That's good angles. Okay, thanks so much, so very much for calling in on this.
Okay, thanks.
We're out of time. We're right up against it. I got to do No Repeat Workday Buzz coming up next. You ready, Sandy?
Yes.
Okay, then we'll do it again tomorrow morning here on Spazio and Sandy. More tickets to Dave Matthews all week long. See you, bye.
Generations, your advice, opinion, wisdom, 222-2899. The key to keeping a relationship strong. What do you think?
Is if you pay attention to that person, you're compassionate, you listen to that person. Keep the lines of communication open. You're listening. You pay attention. You don't come home and you just sit there and you just don't do anything. You pay attention to that person. You listen to that person. You keep the lines of communication open and everything like that. That doesn't mean you have to be absent from them for 2 or 3 days. It's okay if it works for you and everything like that. But I believe is if you truly listen to that person, you're compassionate to that person, and you don't call them your old lady.
Thank you very much. Let me ask you, what's your generation? How old are you?
I'm 63 years old. But you know, Scott, what I do?
What?
I ask perfect strangers, and I go, you know, how old do you think I am? And they say a certain age, and I go, no, I'm 63. And they go, you have got to be kidding me.
I love that validation.
Okay. And it's an ego. It's an ego builder.
Of course it is.
It really is.
Well, thank you so much for being in on Generations this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Okay. Thank you, Sandy. Right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Hi, The Buzz. What's your advice? What would you give to keep that relationship strong?
I have a lot of advice. I was married into the military the first time around, and it was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
So we got divorced. I had three little kids at the time. It was really rough. So then I went through some relationships, but then I met my husband now. We've been together 10 years.
Oh.
I'm 41. He's 51. He had three kids. I had three kids. We brought them together. And then we ended up having one together.
Oh.
And what we both learned out of our previous relationships is respect and, yeah, a little bit of time away, but not a ton. He spent a ton of time away from his family.
Mm-hmm.
And so that didn't work out. And so, you know, once in a while, him being gone is nice, but
real world. Right?
But all the time, I think, would be really difficult.
It's because then one person in the relationship has to do the bulk of the work. And whether you want it to take over or not, resentment will take over, right?
Well, yeah. And it's funny because when my ex-husband was military and I was stuck home with the kids all the time, it was like, oh my God, does this day ever end? And I felt like I never got time away.
Yeah.
And now he's the stay-at-home dad and I work and he's that way. It's like when I got home from work, he's like, okay, she's in her playroom. And I'm like, where are you going? Because I just had a rough, long day of work.
He's like, tag, you're it.
It's kind of a push and pull of, you know, taking care of children, taking care of the household. And so I think having two different houses is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's not a real life thing. But
no,
every week.
I mean, how do you get to know the person if you're not living with them?
That's good angles. Okay, thanks so much, so very much for calling in on this.
Okay, thanks.
We're out of time. We're right up against it. I got to do No Repeat Workday Buzz coming up next. You ready, Sandy?
Yes.
Okay, then we'll do it again tomorrow morning here on Spazano and Sandy. More tickets to Dave Matthews all week long. See you, bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.